On Fridays, our business report focuses on your money, and today we'll talk about dwindling, old-fashioned pensions. This year, many workers with traditional pension plans faced a harsh reality. A couple of major airlines, United and U.S. Airways, defaulted on their defined benefit plans, which are older-style pensions. Verizon froze its pension, and much of the recent unrest among transit workers in New York City has been over the fate of their pensions. NPR's Jack Spear talked with two United Airlines flight attendants about how they view the future.
At Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C., flight attendants make the slow trek through security, then board a ground shuttle for the trip across the tarmac to the main terminal. Once inside, United Airlines flight attendant Ellen Boone shows off the area where she spends much of her time.
We're in the C&D concourse, which is where United mainly operates out of.
So you're in and out of here a lot?
Yeah, three or four times a week. And then right over here on the right is where you go downstairs to get into in-flight.
We wind up in front of a locked door where she punches a few buttons.
And then this is another secured door that takes you to the crew lounge.
Inside, flight attendants are checking their schedules or watching TV. A United Airlines flight attendant for 15 years, Boone talks about how much she likes her job. But she gets a bit testy when the topic turns to her pension. She says while some might call plans like hers overly generous, she notes she and her colleagues fought hard for their retirement.
This was offered as a benefit in writing, that they should understand that I didn't just jump in here and was given a gift. I took pay cuts. In contract negotiations, we gave up money to have these benefits. So I would explain in detail to people that it was mine. It was my money that they just threw away.
At 43, Boone is in the middle of her career. But because United says it can no longer afford to fund its pensions, she'll be getting a lot less in retirement than she'd planned on. Rather than the $2,000 a month she says she would have received, her payout now will be $286 a month. She's investing and saving through a 401k, but worries about making up what she's lost. United this year froze its pensions, turning them over to the federal government's Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. The agency has now assumed the liabilities of more than 3,000 corporate pensions. Bradley Belt is the executive director. He says the amount of pension plan underfunding is already huge and has the potential to get even bigger.
There has been a substantial amount or increase in the amount of underfunding in defined benefit plans over the past several years. We estimate total underfunding on a termination basis now in excess of $450 billion if you aggregate all the companies that sponsor defined benefit plans.
This year, about a quarter of a million people saw their pensions turned over to the agency. Private company contributions fund the government agency, but its liabilities now exceed its assets. And the worry is what will happen if more companies decide they can no longer afford their pension plans and dump them on the government. Another United Airlines flight attendant, Kristen Spivey, has been with the airline for 6.5 years. She's a bit disheveled, dressed in a black T-shirt and sweatpants. A day ago, she flew all night from Los Angeles. In the hallway of a rented townhouse, her bag sits packed for an afternoon flight to Paris. And later in the week, she heads to Chicago. As we sip coffee in the kitchen of her rented townhouse in Virginia, she explains how she got into the business.
This is actually my third career. I kind of fell into the business, I guess, because I was getting fed up with what I was doing. And I had family that had been in the aviation business, and they said, you know, you really aren't giving this a chance. So I cut my hair a little bit. I started putting on makeup and started interviewing and really loved the possibilities.
Spivey's in her 30s. She says compared to many flight attendants, she's still a baby. She feels lucky since she won't be retiring anytime soon. But she says she was shocked when she discovered her pension will pay her just $43 a month when she retires. And she becomes distraught when asked about what's happened to the airline business.
Oh, boy. You know, I haven't really thought about this in a long time. Because I love my job. And this is why I avoid thinking about the future.
United did not return phone calls seeking an interview. However, it has said it's no different from other established airlines, which can no longer afford traditional pensions. especially since competitors like Southwest and JetBlue aren't saddled with those costs. Dallas Salisbury is with the Employee Benefit Research Institute. He says while fighting to maintain old-style benefit plans might appeal to workers who have them, it's not a significant battle for the majority of the workforce that never had such generous benefits to begin with.
83% of the private workforce is not working for an employer that has a defined benefit pension plan. So for 83% of the labor force, the key message to them is you need to be worrying about your own future if you want to retire. You can essentially not worry about the PBGC and pensions, but you should be contributing to that IRA, that 401k.
Preparing for a trip to Paris, flight attendant Kristen Spivey isn't sure how to view the ongoing debate over pensions. She's sad employees have been leaving United, though she doesn't plan to join them just yet.
Most people that I do talk with about it, they feel the same way. That's why a lot of them are going back to school saying, you know what, I'm not going to hang around. I'm not going to hang around and wait for this to be negotiated and worked out and waiting for the government to step in. So they're making other plans. I'm still thinking about it.
But for many workers with old-style pensions, there's the feeling the ground has shifted beneath their feet. It's expected new pension legislation could pass early next year that would make it harder for companies to dump their pension obligations on the government. Still, most analysts doubt it will reverse the shift away from traditional pension plans. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.